Hello, I'm Reed calling from Florida International University. We're conducting a survey on residents' perception. Yes, we're conducting a survey on resident perception and hurricane threat and damage reduction. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, and I thought I blocked your number, so I don't know how you got through.
This is the first time we're calling you. I need to speak with one of the adults responsible for the household. Will that be you?
That is me. And I, again, they called from this number and left a message on my message machine. And I thought I blocked your number as spam.
Well, we're conducting a survey on residents' perception of hurricane threats and damage reduction.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead. Let's make it quick, okay?
Is your home a single-family home, detached, townhouse, apartment, condominium, maybe manufacturer or mobile home?
My home is a single-family CVS home.
Thank you. Do you own or rent your home?
I own my home for 35 years.
Thank you. Do you know which year it was built?
I believe it was 1968.
Thank you very much. I will go as fast as I can through this. Yeah, this will help a lot. And have any upgrade modifications been made to the property?
Have any what?
Any type of upgrade modifications have been made to your property, like roofing upgrades, impact windows, drainage upgrades?
I have a roof on it. It's only, I think, maybe 4 or 5 years old. I put a metal roof on it 4 or 5 years ago. I have a couple impact windows, but I need more.
Okay, thank you very much. And how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
Oh, 92, 2002, 2002, I don't know, 40 plus years.
Oh, thank you. And have you or any adults in your household experienced any tropical storm, category 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 hurricane?
Yes.
Which kind?
I don't really remember. It really didn't hurt my house. It just hurt some of my fencing. I don't remember. Wilma was one. Francis and Wilma, I think it was. Francis and Jean.
Recall the year?
No, it was either Francis and Jean. I think it was Francis and Jean that came onto Martin County, whichever one of those joined. There was two of them.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of those, yes. And have you or any adults in your household lived in a home that was physically damaged by a hurricane?
No.
Okay. And how vulnerable do you feel to damage from hurricanes-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you think you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or maybe not too vulnerable at all?
I think somewhat vulnerable, I would say, because we all are. So I think that, you know, I just live, I just live about 7 minutes from the ocean. So pretty close.
Understandable. So. I see. And if a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare? Will you, for example, put up hurricane shutters or board at home? Would you buy supplies and equipment? Would you evacuate maybe? Call your insurance company?
I would not evacuate, but I would have all of my windows covered.
Okay. Thank you. When will you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? I will read you a few options. Would you say that when a hurricane watch is issued, for example, when hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours, or when a hurricane warning is issued, like hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours, or do you think that your home is already prepared and could be secured within a few hours?
Well, I started preparing this week, in fact. So I'm starting to prepare right now, but, you know, I would, within 48 hours, I would already have my shutters up, I'm sure.
Right, understandable. Thank you. Considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from hurricane damage. Would you say you are very certain, somewhat certain, or maybe not certain at all?
Somewhat certain. Never for, nothing is for sure. So I would have to say somewhat certain. I mean, I would be here with my animals, and I would be scared, but I would stay here.
I understand. Thank you. I appreciate your time. We're halfway there. And now, I will give you some options for you to please select your top three sources of information. Would you say internet sources other than social media, radio, TV, newspaper or print media, friends and family, or social media like, you know, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, or WhatsApp?
And what is the question?
Oh, your top three sources of information.
Oh, top three search. Well, internet, pretty much. Internet, TV, as long as it's still working. So, but mostly probably internet on my phone, and I don't know what would be the third one. I don't know.
Radio, newspaper, you know, friends and family, social media.
No. I'll just go with social media.
Okay, understandable. Thank you. Now, on a scale from 1 to 5, which 1 being least prepared, 5 being the most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
Probably 4.
Okay, thank you. And now, have any of the following factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or a storm, like the cost of childcare, property taxes, cost of insurance, transportation costs, of cost of flood and other essentials, loss of income or unemployment, cost of housing, or you think that none of these has affected your...
Cost of insurance.
Okay, thank you. Now, is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
It's not in the flood zone at all.
Okay, thank you. Now, speaking about the evacuation, when would you evacuate the area? Let's say if a hurricane watch is issued, you know, hurricane conditions possible within 48 hours, or if a hurricane warning is issued when hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours, or let's say if a category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit you within 24 hours.
I will not evacuate.
Okay, thank you. Now, let's say that there was absolutely necessary, if you needed to evacuate, for the following options I will give you, where will you go? Will you set to a local shelter, to the house of a friend or family, another location within the state, as far as possible to another state, or again, as you mentioned, you will not live under any circumstances?
I would not live under any circumstances.
Okay, understandable. How many vehicles do you have available in your household?
I have 1.
Okay, thank you. Now, what is the dollar amount deductible in your home insurance?
No, I don't really know that. I really don't know that. I'm going to say $5,000, I think.
Okay. Yes, that's a good estimate just for this. And let's say, how confident are you that you could come up with the $5,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage?
No, not confident at all.
Okay. Thank you. Now, how has your home insurance rate changed in the last 1 year? Has it decreased significantly, over 10%, somewhat decreased from 1 to 10%? Has it remained the same? Increase somewhat from 1 to 10%, or has it increased significantly over 10%?
Are you talking about the cost of it?
Yes, the home insurance rate.
Okay. Well, it went up, but I declined windstorm coverage.
Oh, okay.
So I went down because I declined windstorm coverage.
That was because you decided. Do you think it was maybe over 10% or between 1 to 10%?
Oh, I don't even know. I really don't know. I really couldn't. I can't guess at that. I don't know. I don't know.
No, that's not a problem. That's actually a valid answer. And how would you say in the last 1 to 3 years? Had it increased or maybe decreased?
Has what increased or decreased? What is it?
Again, the home insurance rate.
Well, it's increased. Of course it has. Everybody's insurance has increased. It's ridiculous. That's why I did away with Windstorm.
I understand. Do you have maybe an estimated over 10%, or has it stayed between 1 to 10%?
I would say over 10%.
Oh, okay. How about in the past 3 to 5 years? The same question.
The past three to five years, it's been pretty same, pretty much the same. This is the first year it's gone crazy.
Oh, do you recall maybe in the past 5 to 10 years?
No, I don't. 3 to 5 years.
Okay, understand. Thank you. Now, as a result of this increase that you mentioned, what actions did you take? Did you change insurance provider? Do you increase the amount of the deductible, or do you decrease the coverage?
I decreased the coverage.
Okay, thank you. Now, if you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value from which you are comfortable insuring?
I don't know, but how many more questions do you have? Because I'm over this. I mean, how many more do you have? 3 or 4 more questions? Because that's all I can do.
Oh,
okay. Because
I'm not able to see the remaining, but we're almost done. And again, I really appreciate your time. It's really helpful. Believe me. Thank you so much for taking the time to do this.
What is your question?
If you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what's the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring?
I don't know. I don't have an answer to that. I do not have my insurance in front of me, so I could answer that if I did, but I don't, and I really don't know.
Definitely. Now, which of the following would you consider taking if insurance costs and homeownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Would you consider moving to another home with the same county, moving to another county within Florida, moving to another state, or you will not move from your home?
I don't think I would move from my own.
Now, in recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off?
My mortgage is paid off.
Okay. Thank you. Now, if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help you reimburse your costs? A federal government, state government, local government, or do you think the government should not be involved in recovery efforts?
I would look to the federal government, and I wouldn't look for the state of Florida for anything. They're not going to do anything. State of Florida is horrible. Nope. I would look to the federal government. That's it. Nope.
Now, on a scale from 1 to 5, this time finding
I'm
the
almost
highest.
Done with you, sir. Can I give you just a couple more minutes? Because I'm pretty much done with this, okay?
Oh, yes, so a couple more minutes will be fine.
No, I've given you enough time, so I'm just about done. So I'm telling you right now, I'll give you 2 more questions. So pick 2 of the favorites.
Well, I actually have a list. Will you like me to give you a call back maybe at a better time?
You try me, okay? Because I've spent more than I wanted to on this. I'm in the middle of doing something, and I didn't expect it to take this long. So, you want to try calling me later for the rest of the questions? That's fine, but not today. Okay.
Okay, that's okay.
Thank you for your.